Today, the Waikiki War Memorial Natatorium exists as a crumbling relic, a civic embarrassment that has endured in its dilapidated state for almost half a century, an oceanside saltwater pool where no one is allowed to swim. Its ultimate fate lies with the city and county, and Mayor Caldwell said earlier this week he will make a decision by summer. The only option he has ruled out is total destruction of the facility, so the question that hangs in the air is, which solution will he choose? The alternatives have been exhaustively reviewed down through the years by Attorney Jim Bickerton, among many others. He's the attorney for the Kaimana Beach Coalition. He's with us in our studio. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for coming
in. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Let's review the options in play, just to sort of set the stage, if we can.
Well, when this started back under, I think, Mufi Hanneman's administration, and then followed on by both Governor Abercrombie and the current mayor when he became mayor, Mayor Caldwell, they had two options that they were looking at, mm-hmm. and they essentially ruled out the full restoration because of the expense.
Mm-hmm.
It's $60, $70, $80 million.
Yeah.
Turning it into a basic public city and county beach park, but keeping the memorial arches, moving them back with the bathrooms, and getting rid of the bleachers
mm-hmm.
was the other option that our group, the Kaimana Beach Coalition, favored. And the reason we favored that option was because we're very strong on the idea of free, open public access to the shoreline. This is the last piece of beach that isn't owned in front of hotels or private clubs or condominiums. This is where all of Honolulu has to get down to the beach, other than Ala Moana Park. As you know, there's about 50 new condo buildings along Ala Moana Park. It's mm-hmm. harder and harder to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping this space open and free is critical. The solution has to be one that isn't going to invite corporate sponsorship, so it can't be expensive. If you build some big facility, it's going to cost a lot of money to run it, to build it, and they always want something in exchange. They want to be able to hold, you know, we could have the Monsanto Natatorium and have events there and volleyball tournaments and shows, and then the commercial companies eye those bleachers. And
as with a stadium, for example.
Exactly. And, you know, while those are lovely ideas, we just have less and less and less free open space that the public can just use the shoreline. And so that's really been our position. So we've looked at the solutions from that perspective. The latest idea to come forward is one that's pitched by the folks who wanted full restoration. They saw that's technologically not really feasible, vastly expensive, and very hard to maintain. It's the reason it fell apart the first time around.
Mm-hmm.
So the new design is to make something that looks like the original Natatorium, but is just piers instead of walls, so that the ocean can flow through it. It's not a true swimming pool,
mm-hmm.
But to keep the bleachers, for example. And the group is trying to say that's comparable in price to the partial demolition and creating the beach park and just keeping the arches, but we really don't think it is. It is still more expensive, but it is appealing to those who favor full restoration.
Jim, let me interrupt you. Is that the Friends of the Natatorium?
That's right.
Perspective.
That's right. And the question we ask them or anyone else is, can you guarantee me that this can be built inside the city budget without going to outside money and without having anyone put any strings on the project that they can then use to block people's parking for their events, to take away space for people who just want to access the beach? If you can guarantee that, we're quite open-minded about other solutions, but everything that we've studied, the traditional city and county beach park model is what has kept our beaches free and open to the public. Other models are unproven. So if you start to build facilities or have projects on the beach, pretty soon no one can get in there because someone else is using it.
One of the things that enters into the discussion that has certainly probably muddied the waters and discussions over the decades is the fact that it's a war memorial. So it's simply simple destruction is ruled out by it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's proposing that. In fact, our plan calls for the arches to be preserved. That is the visual, the big visual. No one can really see the bleachers from the land. In fact, that's another reason we don't like the bleachers is you can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's going to happen back on those bleachers when no one's in use? They're in a sense, an attractive nuisance.
Mm-hmm.
They're either going to attract vagrants or large companies that want to stage events there. I don't really see much else. They were originally built to watch swim races, but we don't have swim races in the ocean anymore. There's no sanctioned swimming bodies that have leagues or competitions in the ocean.
What if the facility, I'm just, you know, hypothetically, what if the facility were restored in such a way as to encourage the renewal of swim races, events like that?
Well, I don't think there'd be very many of them. I mean, Hawaii just doesn't, you know, there's no other place where we could compete. I mean, in the old days when people could race in salt water and fresh water, there weren't, you know, it wasn't distinguished. Mm-hmm. People would come in and race Duke Kahanamoku, those kinds of things. Yeah. They'd have races there. But I just can't see that there would be a huge demand to take up several hundred feet of shoreline for saltwater swimming races. It's just not there. There might be one a year, but are you going to build the bleachers for that? What are you building the bleachers for? That's the question that we ask. What are those bleachers? What purpose are they going to serve other than just sort of being reminiscent of another era?
The community has been extensively polled over this issue over the years. What's your sense of what the community, beyond your constituency, what the community wants?
Well, it's and I think one of the reasons why both the governor and the mayor in 2013 or 2014 announced that they were in favor of the putting a beach there and moving the arches back, the reason is that the polls typically showed about 60% of the people, almost two-thirds of the people, favor that type of solution rather than full restoration. Mainly because I think the public got educated about the costs of full restoration. And we're always willing to put the money into things that we really care about. The problem is these days, we don't have that money in the government coffers. So we go to so-called public-private partnerships, and you bring in the corporation, and there's always a deal to be made, and the people always give up something in that deal. And we say, why do we have to do that? This is critical. We all live in little small houses and apartments compared to people on the mainland. We have a very tight island with almost a million people on it. Very few places where we can breathe and just get outside, and we should not mess around with those places.
You make me think about the value of euphemism, because in government ease, public-private partnership is the term of art. Yeah. As you describe it, it's corporate sponsorship, and right away, when you describe it using either of those terms, it has a completely different connotation.
Well, I do confess to being an attorney, and we think about how we frame issues, but I just look at it as the reality, too, that every time we've seen public and private, there's something that the private, rightly, from their perspective, demands. And the question is, do we really want to give that for this particular resource? In other areas, you can make those deals, but when it comes to our shoreline beaches, I mean, that's what makes Honolulu special for a lot of people, the ability to just, after work, take your one man and go down to the beach and paddle out, go for an evening surf, or watch the sun go down at the beach park. If you can't do that because the hula show is on and all the parking is gone, you'll remember the good old days, and then we'll be the nostalgic ones, not the folks wishing to be back in 1927 with the original natatorium.
Someday we're going to be that anyway, Jim.
Well, I hope I live that long. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. Jim Bickerton has been practicing law in Hawaii for more than 33 years and represents the Kaimana Beach Coalition, which was created to, quote, protect the special ambiance of the last local beach in Honolulu.